There's an expression I remember from my childhood that I don't hear anymore. Adults would comment on someone saying, "He has the patience of Job," or "She has the patience of Job." I don't know whether anyone says that. As a child, I had no clue what that meant. As an adult, I now know what they meant by patience, but I still don't know what they meant when they said that Job had this quality. He seems much more inclined to whining and complaining than to patient endurance of his suffering. Now, if we read the full story of what happened to Job, we would probably be inclined to say that he had every right to complain and every right not to be patient. Suffering is always with us, is it not? Some seem to have more and others less. But there is always, sooner or later, a profound sense of loss or emptiness or pain, whether physical or mental or psychological suffering. In today's passages, we do get some different ways of approaching suffering of our own or that of others when it seems most pointless. Job has lost everything, and the readings this week, first reading, will go through some of his experience. He's lost his family, his possessions, his health. He's miserable, the result of Satan's attempt to prove that people only praise God when things are going well and will curse him when they are not. Job's friends also anticipate that Job will curse God. It's almost as if they're taking bets with each other on how long it will take. Instead, Job curses his own life, and even the fact that he was born. Now, all of the things that he enjoyed don't mean anything to him. Why even be alive, he says, or he asks, if life is mostly suffering. I think you and I know that this is the argument of those who support euthanasia and assisted death when someone is suffering. They have the right problem, which is suffering, but instead of compassionate care, they have the wrong solution, which is just simply to end life. Now, this can seem a reasonable solution in particular cases, I understand that, until we realize that there is no end of the list of things that we might consider as intolerable suffering. Even now, the lobbying is to place no limit on how young a person may be to access this option. Job is not considering this option, but severely questions the value and the meaning of his life. But here is Job's biggest problem that is not addressed in today's debate, the contemporary debate. Why suffer if we don't know the meaning of it or the reason for it? Job does not know why he is suffering. And this is the worst of his afflictions, even more than all of the things that he has lost. If he only knew why he was going through this, he might, with the help of compassionate friends, be able to draw some redeeming meaning out of it. Jesus, on the other hand, knows he is going to Jerusalem to suffer. He even predicts it. He sets his face towards Jerusalem, where he will suffer. But he knows that his suffering has purpose. The verb that St. Luke uses means to complete or to consummate, you know, even a marriage term. Jesus is going to bring fullness to fullness, his saving mission through crucifixion, death, and resurrection. On the cross, he will say in victory over his suffering, "It is finished." There is a deep cavern under the house of Caiaphas, the high priest, who condemns Jesus. It was used often as a prison, and Mary may very well have been the place where Jesus lay on cold rock in total darkness after his arrest and phony trial. Today you can walk down the stairs to that place with the help of artificial light and see the place where Jesus lay, tempted perhaps by despair. This was one of the most profound moments for me in my pilgrimage years ago to the Holy Land. At the time of Jesus, that there was only a hole through which a prisoner would be lowered by a rope into the pitch darkness onto that cold floor. Today, the only thing that you see there, I think, which is most beautiful and profound, is a simple wooden lectern with Psalm 88 on it. And if you go there, You can stand there in that place and read this today's psalm passage, which we can perhaps imagine Jesus having recited by memory over and over again. So I'll invite you perhaps to imagine being in that place and even close your eyes if that helps. O Lord, God of my salvation, incline to your ear to my suffering, to my life which is full of troubles. My life draws near to Sheol. I am accounted among those who go down to the pit. I am like those who have no help. I am like those forsaken among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me. How many times in your life have you felt like you were forsaken or without help in the depths of a pit? Well, we are invited today, brothers and sisters, to remember that we are not alone, that the compassionate one who has been there before us is with us now. We are not alone. Do not despair. Jesus determined to go through the worst of that suffering, the worst of that despair, so that you and I would know that there is meaning and purpose in every experience. And ultimately, we are meant to go through that so that we may experience the joy of heaven. St. Vincent de Paul, whom we honor today, spent many hours with those who had no hope. He grew up herding sheep, wanting to make as much money as possible when he grew up, but instead he became a priest, inspired by another priest. But he was captured by pirates, sold into slavery 4 times, it says, before finally escaping. Life-changing encounters with destitute people inspired him to begin work among the poor and the marginalized. He gathered wealthy women of his parish to collect funds for missionary projects. From this group came the Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. He also founded an order of priests who, during a time of general laxity and ignorance, it tells us, amongst the clergy, devoted themselves to serving in small towns. Later, he was named the patron of the society which bears his name, founded later on after his life by Blessed Frederick Ozanam. Those who participate in this ministry are called by his name. They are called Vincentians. We have them in our own parish, volunteers dedicated to being present with those who suffer from a lack of resources for a good life. So the spirit of St. Vincent is alive today, the spirit that brought Jesus through his time of trial and is ready to do the same for ours and perhaps for those around us. I have chosen this statement of St. Vincent among many as representative of that spirit. Consider this. We should strive to keep our hearts open to the sufferings and wretchedness of other people and pray continually that God may grant us that spirit of compassion, which is truly the spirit of God. Is there anyone who would deny that that spirit of God is sadly lacking in our culture today? So it's a good day for us to remember St. Vincent. I will conclude with 2 more statements that might inspire us to recognize that suffering does have meaning. The first is from Pope Francis. He says, "True progress in the spiritual life does not consist in multiplying ecstasies, but in being able to persevere in difficult times. Walk, walk, walk on. And if you are tired, stop a little and then start walking again, but with perseverance." It's kind of cute. But finally, from a contemporary spiritual writer, Father Jacques Philippe, strongly recommend his writings. He says, "By accepting the sufferings offered by life and allowed by God for our progress and purification, we spare ourselves much harder ones. We need to stop dreaming of a life without suffering or conflict. That is the life of heaven, not earth. We must take up our cross and follow Christ courageously every day. The bitterness of that cross will sooner or later be transformed into sweetness." I could not say it any better than that. I know, because I tried. So let us take on then the resolute face of our Lord Jesus, whose suffering made all the difference. Then maybe we will be encouraged to be that face for someone else.